Okay, today's daf is Chof Beis. We're right at the top of the page. Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Brisa. So the Mishnah told us the reason why this is an Erchin is because we were talking about...
Erchin for a change.
Well, kind of, not really. We were talking about a valuation of something that belongs to Hektish. So when you sell...
22A.
When you sell a property belonging to Hektish... So you take 60 days lead time for the marketing to spruce. You put the board up 60 days ahead of time for the to try to get a better price. When it comes to orphans, when you have to sell property that belongs to orphans in order to pay off debt, so then the marketing takes place for 30 days. That's what we said in the Mishnah. So the price just starts at the top of the page. Tana Rabbanan Shum HaYosem Shloshim Yom Shum HaHekdesh Shishim Yom. So that's the same as what our Mishnah says: 30 days for orphans, 60 days for Hektish. Divrei Reb Meir. So now we know that our Mishnah is following the view of Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shum HaYosem Shishim Yom Shum HaHekdesh Shishim Yom. He says he need more time for both. So for orphans you need 60 days. And for Hektish, there's no rush. 90 days. Give yourself more chance to get more buyers interested. The third opinion is that from the Chachamim, that it's both is 60 days. That's the marketing period. Okay, so that's the core argument. Yeah? Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Avimi. Rav Chisda says the name Avimi, Halacha. The halacha is that shum hayosemim is shishim yoim. That for orphans, when you're marketing and evaluating and trying to get the best price for orphans, so 60 days is the time period. Now that's interesting. So at face value,
either Rabbi Meir or it could be Chachamim. Or it could be anyone.
It could be anyone. No, it couldn't be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said 30 days. So on face value, it's Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. Yeah? But, 1 second. Yosef Rav Chia Bar Abin v'ka'amal ha-shmaitzer. Rav Chia Bar Abin was quoting Rav Chisda.
Actually, we did go a little further down.
And he said, okay, well, anyway. Amal Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rav Chia Bar Abin, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak asked him, Shishim Kamarta or Shleshim Kamarta? Just make sure I heard properly. Did you say 60 days or you said 30 days? Amalai, so we confirmed to him, Shishim. I said 60. He says, okay, just to confirm, the Yosemim or the Hektish? Just to make sure I got it right, were you talking about selling orphans property or you were talking about selling Hektish property? Amalei, the Yosemim. So it was orphans, 60 days for orphans property. So then he gave him the 1-2 punch and he said, Kirab Meir or Kirab Yehuda? Do you hold like Rav Meir or do you hold like Rav Yehuda? Now, of course, when we read it, we thought it must be either Rav Yehuda or the Chachamim, because Rav Meir said 30 days. So he's asking him, was it Rav Meir or Rav Yehuda? So it was like a trick question, maybe. And he's on my leg, Rav Meir. He said, like Rav Meir. Oh, so he says, aha, you said 60 days, v'hal Rav Meir shloshim kamar, and the Brisa Rav Meir said 30 days for the orphans. So what are you doing telling me that you say 60 days and you hold like Rav Meir? It's on my way. So Rav Chisda answered him. No, Rav Chia Bar Abin answered him. Hachi Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, who I'm quoting, I started off with Rav Chisda, Avimi, that he learned from Avimi, Kulfi Tovi Bali. I got lots of smacks. I got lots of smacks in the head from my teacher when I was trying to learn this, because I guess he got smacked in the head because he didn't get it.
David Jacobs will say it.
He didn't say right. I don't know.
He also got from the Rebbe. Jacobs from the remake.
Whatever. He got whacked on the head. Allah the Hashmata, because of this thing, I was struggling, I guess, with the concept, so I kept getting whacked in the head by the teacher. And what's the final outcome, though, says Rav Chisda, that Bala Hachriz Ritzufim, because it's more subtle than this. If he's gonna announce it every single day, yeah, so there's an ad campaign on the radio, and it's every day, 6 days a week, is then Shloshim. Then you only need 30 days, because you have a saturation campaign. and 30 days is enough to elicit all the buyers and get the best price. But b'sheni v'chamishi, if I'm only going to run the ads on Mondays and Thursdays, because Mondays and Thursdays is the days when Beis Din sits, that's the traditional marketing days, is Mondays and Thursdays. So if you're only going to run the ads on Monday and Thursday, then shishim, you need a lapse time of 60 days. 2 months, basically, yeah? How many actual advertising days are you going to get? So you told me, what are you telling me? If you do it, if I do it every day, 30 days, so let's say you're excluding Shabbos, you'd still get, how much? 26 advertising days. If you're going to do it only on Monday and Thursday, even if you take 2 months out of it, you're not going to get 26 days. Even though, if you actually calculate how many advertising days you're going to get out of Mondays and Thursdays over a two-month period, you're going to get 18 days. 18 days. So therefore, you're not getting enough advertising. But there's also that people gossip in between. So therefore, you don't need exactly the same number of advertising days, even though you have less advertising, but because it's a longer duration, so some people maybe video the ad, people passed it around on Facebook. So therefore, Shama Inchi, everyone hears about it, and therefore it's sufficient to have the 18 days of actual ads.
Creates its own momentum.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, full stop. So that's the answer. It's 30 days if it's saturation, and 60 days if it's Monday and Thursdays only. Okay, now, next thing. When exactly are we going to sell the property of orphans? As Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ein Niskokin L'Nichsi Yisayimim, we do not sell off. So we're talking about real estate here. Yeah, so real estate is what happens when an orphan owns real estate. It's an investment, yeah? So you don't sell an investment property unless it's absolutely necessary, yeah? So therefore, Rav Asi says, especially talking about orphans who are not able to make their own decisions, so it's Beis Din deciding on behalf, when we say orphans over here, we mean when they're underage.
Children.
Yeah, we don't mean a 70-year-old person who's lost his parents, because they're not under the definition of orphans, so they can make their own decisions. We're talking about little kids. Yeah, so Beis Din are going to decide to sell off an investment property that the kids own, so they'll only do it under extreme circumstances, says Rav Asi. That unless they have a big debt and they're paying lots of interest, and therefore,
the interest is
going to end up eating up their capital, because they're not earning any income and they're not getting any negative gearing out of it. So therefore, that's when Beis Din will sell off the property to pay off the debt, and then it'll stop the interest will stop compounding. So that's what Rav Asi says. Not only that, but that's one example. If they've got an outstanding debt with a contract that has interest involved in it, or the other example is the ksubash isha. If they have to pay off the ksuba of a good morning, or they have to pay off the ksuba of a wife of the dead guy who wants
the mother, I assume.
Well, it even could be the mother, but either way, mishul mizoni. It could be the mother, could be not the mother. Mishum is zoni because until she gets the ksuba, she gets Centrelink, right? So they have to pay her an allowance for food, and therefore, it's the actual cost is building up because they owe her a lump sum. Close mind, they don't pay the lump sum; they're paying an ongoing amount. And then they'll still have to pay the lump sum at the end. So the longer it goes before she gets the ksuba, the more it costs them. Yeah. So therefore, in that case, in order to minimize their loss, we will sell their property to pay off the ksuba. So Rabbi Yechidon expands it. He says there's two circumstances. One is interest, and one is the mezonos of a widow who wants her ksuba. Okay. Now, the question is, Rav Asi, the Slachayr, it's the same logic. So Rav Asi, who said that you'll sell it off to pay if there's interest eating into their capital, my time of the Yomel Ksubasisha, why doesn't he agree that we should sell it also for a Ksuba? Because he will tell you, 1 minute, while she's getting the Mizoinus, the Takana is, the Takina the Rabbana and Maisi Yadeha. if she has a job during that time, or she does some work during that time, the orphans will get the benefit of it. It's a swap. It's not a straight loss when she takes her food, her allowance for food. Since any income that she earns at that point is going to go to the orphans, therefore it's not necessarily a loss. So therefore we don't have to sell off their property. They'll just get the income as well. Aye, that's l'chayra good argument. Idach, the other guy, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that no, we sell off the properties, is because zim in delay safka. Sometimes her income will not be sufficient to pay for her mezonos, and therefore the orphans will have a loss. And it's an ongoing loss, and therefore we sell off the properties. Okay, so that's the argument of Asi and Rabbi Yochanan. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Tzna, we learned in our Mishnah, Shuma, Yisai Mishleishim Yoim, when you evaluate for orphans is 30 days, Shuma, Hekdesh is Shishim Yoim, the advertising correct is 60 days, Machrizim Babaykav Erev, and on those days you announce it morning and evening, in the morning breakfast show, and in the afternoon drive. So you have it on there with Ross and John.
Primetime radio.
And you have with whoever, Hester, Tom Elliott. Yeah, that's when it's on. Is the question is, what is this Shum HaYisayimim? When are we actually selling this property? What's the Mishnah talking about? But Maya Skinon. Yeah, because we've just said that we don't just automatically sell off their property. It has to be certain conditions. So we're talking about what? Let's say according to the first issue of that they have a debt with interest associated it. So who is the one who they owe money to with interest? The chayra must be a goy. So if the creditor is not Jewish and that's why they're paying interest, is mitzayis. So you tell him he wants his money. And you tell him, you can wait 30 days, 60 days. He's not going to listen to you. Yeah, he's not interested in the Mishnah. He's interested in getting his money. Yeah. So you haven't got the power to tell the guy, you got to wait a month. You got to wait a month or two so we get a better price for the orphans. He's going to say, yeah.
Rashi stresses you're going to wait, not get any interest during that time.
Sorry?
Rashi stresses that during that time, there's no ribis. Will the guy accept that he's going
to
get
no
ribis?
Without eating it, any more interest, yeah. Ella pshita, it must be that the Balchayev is going to follow the rules of the Bezdin, is Balchayev Yisrael. It must be that we're talking about a Jewish creditor, and he listens to the rules of Bezdin. As if it's a Jewish creditor, what's he doing with interest? Is either Ka'ocha Ribisa, if he's claiming interest, Mishav Kinale, will we allow that to go ahead, that he's going to claim interest? So it can't be that either. But Allah, the Lekach Ribisa, must be that we're talking about a Jewish creditor who is not taking interest. Yeah, but he'll listen to Bezdin because he's a frum guy, so he listens to Bezdin. So he's not charging interest, but we're selling the property. Vikatanin is cocking. So it's l'chayra approved that we sell it even when they haven't got ribis eating into their capital. Yeah, so first glance, it's a kasha on both of them, Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Bishlama, the Rabbi Yochanan will answer you, Mukila b'ksubasisha. What's the case when we're selling the Yisomim's property? When it's ksubasisha.
So it's not ribis, but it's still consuming the capital.
That's right. El Ravasi Kasha, according to Ravasi, says that you don't sell the property for Ksubasisha because they're getting the Mizonis, they're getting the Maaseh Deho. So therefore, what's the case where we're going to sell it for 30 days? Zamalach Ravasi. Ravasi will say back to you, Rabbi Yochanan Minecha, what do you want from me? According to Rabbi Yochanan, is it going to work? Mishav Kinan Mizonah Devadik Mavsidi. What are we doing over here is that we're allowing the time to keep going. We don't sell it right away. We're waiting 30 days or 60 days, and we're saying that we're going to delay the sale to get a better price, maybe. But meanwhile, they're still paying more mezonos to the woman. So are we going to say that we make them pay? It's definitely going to be more mezonos. So that's a definite. V'naktinan hachraza, and instead of that, we're going to do more marketing. You don't know you're going to get a better price. You might end up with the same price. That might be that's as good as it gets. Yeah. So you're going to make them pay more mezonos for 1 month or 2 months, whatever it might be, and for a maybe.
It's like a Bori Vashema.
Yeah, it's a definite loss when they have to pay out the mezonos. Certainly going to have to pay the money. Whether they'll get a better price or not is questionable. So that's what we're going to do. So that's what Rav Asi says. This doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Yochanan either. So the Gemara says back to Rav Asi, ha, le kasha. That's not a kasha. Because we're talking about a situation where they won't have to pay the woman her mezonos. What's the situation? Once she comes to Beis Din and puts in her claim for the ksuba, then mezonos is stalled. It's, what's the word I wanted? It's suspended. That's the word. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hatevas subasa Beis Din. And the mezonos. Once she comes in and puts the claim, then there's no mezonos. So nothing to lose. Nothing to lose for the orphans, so we can take our time marketing and getting the best price. Is he hockey? So the question, sorry?
She can remarry before she claims back the ksuba.
Can she? Yeah.
They're saying, can she claim the ksuba once she's remarried? Is that the question? Yeah,
does she lose the ksuba?
No, she doesn't lose the ksuba just because she got married.
Getting the food from the...
No, because it says in the ksuba that she's going to get mezonos until she gets married again. That's one of the end points of the ksuba, once she gets married again. Of the mezonos, yeah, that's what says. You should look in your ksuba. Have a look in your ksuba one day, and see what you're up for. Yeah, the question is though, if there's no more loss because she was tevei ksubasa, so therefore what? We're not paying her any mezonos anymore, so the orphans can sit back and say, okay.
So what's the
why sell the property altogether?
Exactly. Oh, is it to pay out the actual 200?
To pay out the ksuba. But why should I pay out the ksuba? I mean, we're not losing anything by delaying anyway. Let's wait till the kids grow up. Then, when they're adults, then we can jingle when they're adults, yeah? Why? No, she's not getting her mezonos anyhow, yeah?
No, but she'll need that's why she needs the ksuba.
Well, so she's made a tactical blunder, hasn't she? Hmm. Is he
hockey? It's also a, what do you call it, calculation. Am I better off getting my money now than looking after myself? Am I better off?
Take a lump sum payment.
We are.
Or waiting. And
we're more worried about looking after the orphans than looking after her.
This is her super.
She can get herself a lawyer and finish, but the orphans are orphans. Is he hockey? Eh, bazoi, that there's no loss because she's not getting any mezonos. Is the kukila mezakinon law? Then we shouldn't be selling it altogether. Yeah? What for? Ella. But the answer is because Kevin is like a kinala meikara, because we're going to involve with her to stop getting mezonos. Like, it's really not fair. You can't say, oh, you've asked for ksuba, so therefore no more mezonos. But we're not going to give you the ksuba. Yeah, therefore there's a kinala besoif. We have to also. You can't give her a double jeopardy. Yeah. So if we're going to, if Bestin say, oh, you asked for ksuba, no more mezonos. So we can't say, oh, but we're not...
By the way,
no ksuba either. So they can't do that. Okay, so therefore, Rabbi Yochanan can tell you we're talking about ksuba sisha. Yeah? Is mikomukam the Ravasi kasha? What's Ravasi going to say is the case in our Mishnah where we're selling the Yisomim's property. So Ravasi will answer you, yeah, you're talking about a goyish balchayv, and therefore he's taking interest. And it's causing them a loss. Is a bazoi... Why is he going to listen to you to wait 30 days, to 60 days? Shakiba Allah l'doin b'dinei Yisrael. Because he's agreed to listen to the Jewish law. So therefore he's happy to wait 30 or 60 days. Is he hachi? If he's listening to Jewish law, is ribis nami lo lishkol? He shouldn't take any interest altogether. Yeah? So we're back where we started. And for the Gemara, Shakiba l'avazu l'akiba l'avazu. He agreed to the deal that he'll wait. If we have to sell the orphan's thing, he says, okay, I can wait 30 days. But to say I'm not going to take interest, that much he's not going to listen to. So therefore, we've got a person taking interest who is willing to wait. That's the situation. Okay, so that's the argument of Ashim Bechanan. Toshima, any from Nixiosoyim Eleman Aziburis, when you come to get paid out from the property on the estate of the orphans, so you get the lowest quality property. Yeah, you can't force them to sell
the flat and turret.
They have to sell the one in Broad Meadows. It's b'maya skinon. So what are we talking about over here? Why are we selling the yisayimim? Ilei b'alchay b'vekechavim. Same question again. Same question is going to be the same answer. If it's a b'alchay who's not Jewish, and that's why he's taking interest, mitzayis, will he listen to you to wait? El pshito b'alchay b'yisrael. It must be it's a Jewish b'alchay. Is a Jewish b'alchay? Iachal ribisa. Sorry. The Mishnah is talking about the fact that you give them ziburis. We're trying to work out why we're selling anything. Yeah, because Rav Asher Rech and I argue about when do you sell? Yeah, so it's the same as the question we have from our Mishnah. When are you selling? Yeah.
So you sell the worst. You sell the best. The worst land that you have.
Yeah.
Whatever that yields, that's what you pay him. And if it yields,
no.
You say if there's a shortfall, you still have to make up the shortfall.
Yeah, but
you
but
don't get rid of quality land.
Yeah, you don't get rid of the quality. But is iachal ribisa? Is if it's a Jewish bachov and he's taking ribis, mishav kinnanly, are we going to allow him to do that? Elah de loyachal ribis. He's not taking ribis. Vikatan is cocky, and it says you're going to sell the properties. Again, bishlam rabbechana muchalav ksu basish. It's exactly the same discussion as we had before. Kort rabbechan, he'll tell you that we're selling it to pay off a ksuba. Elah le ravasi kasha, kort ravasi, why are we selling it? Ezamalach ravasi. Ravasi will say back to you the same thing he said before. Ola rabbechana minecha, how does it make sense? Kort rabbechanan, iksuba, if it's for a subasisha, might you yamiyasmi then? Oh, now, what does the Mishnah say? That we're going to take ziburis? If it's talking about a ksuba, why does it have to mention orphans altogether? We say that even a ksuba, even if it's the guy himself, he divorces her, is also she claims a ksuba from the worst. She can only force him to pay the worst. She has only got an encumbrance on the worst property. So therefore, it must be not talking about a ksuba. So it must be not talking about a ksuba over here. Yeah, but that's the rules. Ksubas b'ziburis. Says mahalei kasha. No, that is not a kasha because we can say Reb Meir he. Reb Echanan can tell you what's according to Reb Meir. Do amar ksubas ishes b'beinanis. That normally a ksuba woman gets medium level property, but meyas b'ziburis. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling you that when it's orphans, they get then she gets from the worst property. So therefore, Reb Echanan can tell you with ksubas isha. But Mikomo came to Ravasi, Kasha. Ravasi got no way out. According to him, why are we selling the orphans' properties? And for the Gemara, we must be talking about a non-Jewish creditor, then he's taking interest because Kiba loved Adem B'dina Yisrael, because he agreed that he's going to follow the rules of the Bezdin. Is he Hachi, if he's following the rules of the Jewish law, is Ribis Namil and Ishkal, he shouldn't take interest either? And for the Gemara, he accepted. He accepted to wait the 30 days when we're selling the Yisomim's property, but he did not accept that he's going to not take interest. So, same answer as before. Okay, we'll try again. Tarshama, next case, Almanas, Liten, Ishak Subasa. So we said down here in the Brisa that what do they announce? They announce that we're selling off the property of the orphans. Who wants to buy it? But by the way, you're going to have to pay off the ksuba from. That we're selling it in order to pay off the ksuba of the wife out of this property. That's what we said yesterday in the Brisa.
You're going to say the reason why you're selling it.
Yeah. Al-Manas litan ishaksubasa ulabachayv chayvay. Yeah, that some of the money is going to go to the woman and some of the money is going to go to the creditor. So there it talks about the ksuba and the bach. The Brisa mentions both things, the ksuba. And the Baal Chayv is Bishlam a Baal Chayv. So what sort of Baal Chayv are you talking about? Same question. Says the Gemara, same answer. Bein Mar or Bein Mar, Kiddushanim. We'll give the same answer like before, that it was a Goyish a Baal Chayv, and he's agreed to delay, but not agreed to take, but not
he
agreed, not
to,
he still wants his ribis. El Aksubasa, but the Brises said that we announced that we're selling it to pay off a ksuba. Rabbi Echidon says, yep, that's what you do. You sell it off for a ksuba. El, Ravasi, Kasha, Kod Ravasi, what are we doing selling it off for a ksuba? Is Ravasi will answer you, Hacha Mayaskin and Kishachai of Moida. When the husband died, before he died, he admitted that he owed the ksuba. So let's say he divorced her before he died, yeah? So he already sort of admitted, so the court case has already been. And he said, yes, I have to pay the ksuba. So then we will take it even from the orphans, because it's like it was already sort of halfway handed over. It was handed over before he died, so to speak.
So, but if there was a court case and Bezdin Paskin, do you still need his admission or the Bezdin Paskin?
No, in that court case he admitted, and that was it. This Friday Gemara, now the Gemara says, now that you've come up with this new concept that when the father admitted that he owes it before he died, then we will take from the orphans, so we don't need all these other excuses. It's harsh to the us. It's lahachi kulonam because Shachai made all the other things that you were worried about. What are the other cases? And you made up. You found a guy who would listen to one thing and not the other thing. We don't need to answer that. We can answer that it's talking about the case where the father agreed to pay before he died. Is then even a Jewish bachleb is not taking ribis in that case where everyone agrees that you will sell the property. Okay, so now we have a mice.
So if this loan is a loan for, say, 3 years and he dies 1.5 years into the loan, you don't have to wait for 1.5 years to keep paying interest.
We can talk about a Jewish bachleb. We don't have to talk about interest.
Yeah,
in
other words, you're selling it because you've got ribis, right? So that's what's forcing you to sell.
You're saying that they can't pay it off early?
That's right.
I don't think we have such a clause in halacha that you're not allowed to pay a loan off early.
There's a clause though that a person doesn't pay off.
Hang on, so that means that the shtar or the agreement has to have that if I want to pay early.
I don't think so. I think it's a default situation that if you want to pay off early, you can.
Even though
we're not dealing with a bank here who's trying to gouge you as much as they can, and they charge you fees for early repayments.
That's what we're dealing with, the guy who's trying to gouge you as much as he can.
No, but halachically, there's no such thing as a penalty for paying off early.
I'm not saying it's a penalty.
But isn't there a chazaka as well that the person
doesn't have to accept?
There's no such thing. The whole idea of having a loan for a time is that you can't make him pay back early. But if he wants to pay back early, he wants to pay back early.
Nowadays, the idea of having a loan for a time is the bank wants to maximize its interest.
That's right.
You have a payout,
I know, but the
if
banks
you want to get
are,
out early, you
but
pay
the
a fee
greedy,
to
nasty banks who are trying to make money from you, you know. Okay, yeah. Let's move on. Mareimar agbik subasa legrusha manixi the yasmi. So there was a meiser shahoya, and Mareimar collected the money for the ksuba for a divorced woman from the properties of the yasmi. So he went ahead and did it. According to Ravasi, it should only be interest on a loan, not for ksubasisha. And Rabbi Yochanan, oil strashesh be ribis, oil ksubasisha, mishum mezoni. And even Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, not only for that, but also for the ksuba. But what sort of ksuba over here? You're talking about a woman who was a divorcee. Now, the rules are slightly different for a divorcee. Divorcee doesn't get mezonis. Yeah? As feel Rabbi Yochanan like Ka'omar, even Rabbi Yochanan who says that we'll sell the property for the ksuba is only Balmana, the Kamafta de mezonis, because meanwhile they're paying out for the food. Aval Grusha, who doesn't get mezonis, is Loyomar. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. So Amalei, so we answered him on that Rabbi Yochanan, when we said our explanation of Rabbi Yochanan was not Mishum. Mishum mezonos, but mishum chinam asninan lei. We want to give the woman a better deal so that she will agree to get married in the first place. Because men have to convince women to marry them, and therefore, in order for that to do that, we give her the.
Isn't mishum chinam like the idea of the ksuba is to protect the woman. So
yeah, but this is different. This is to. We have to put some sweeteners in so women will agree to get married in the first place. Everyone knows that women only get married for money. So therefore, in order for the woman to agree to get married, it has to be that we're offering her something extra. So what we're going to offer her is that if he dies, she will get the ksuba from the estate. And even in a case where there's no mezonos, that's just one of the sweeteners of the marriage contract. If she's divorced, once she's divorced, yeah.
Correct.
Is Omar Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said, "Mereish aleihav mizdakakina ala nechsei yasmi." In my early days, I didn't get involved in selling the properties of orphans. Given the Shulman Lahad Rav Huna Chavri Mishmei de Rav, now that I've heard what Rav Huna, our friend, said in the name of Rav, that Yasmi de Achli de Loidi too, when the orphans keep eating something that's not theirs, Lezlu Basa Shivkayu, they should follow their parents and they should drop dead too.
That's nice.
Yeah, in the normal extreme manner. Is mikan ve'elach b'zdekakta is mikan. So therefore, I decided, you know what, I better sell it off.
No,
Rav Nachman was Nachman's even tougher. Is my time? So the question is, my time loy Mekora my time alone. Why did Reb Nachman originally not make the Yesomim pay back the debt? Because Amar Rav Papa, because Prius Bachlev is a mitzvah. The whole idea of paying back a debt is a mitzvah. It's not a technical, formal obligation. Someone lends you money, you can technically say, get lost, I'm not paying you back, except I have a mitzvah to pay it back. V'yasmi lebenayam avin mitzvah nino. The Yesomim are not obligated for it. They haven't got the mitzvah to pay it back. And therefore, technically, the orphans don't have to pay it back, so I'm not selling their property. Rav Huna b'Rei of Yeshua Omar, because Emetzori Aspase, maybe the father paid it back before he died. The kids don't know about it, and therefore we can't sell off their property to pay a debt. That's in doubt. My b'nai, what's the practical difference between these two reasons? Ikir b'nai, because Shachayev Moida. If the father admitted on his deathbed that I owe the money, then we're not worried the father paid it off beforehand. So according to Rav Huna, we would make the Yesomim pay, but according to the Lav B'nei Mitzvah, Rav Papa's reason, we wouldn't make them pay. Inami Shamtua, or if they put the father in Cheirim because he wasn't paying off his debts, Umeis B'shamtan, he died while he was still in Cheirim, so we know for sure he didn't pay it back, so that will make the kids pay. It's Shalchul Mitam, so they sent from Eretz Yisrael a statement, the Shamtua, Umeis B'shamtan, that what's the situation when they put him in Cheirim and he died in his Cheirim? The Hilchasak Rav Huna b'Rei of Yeshua, the halacha is that that's the reason why we don't take from the orphans, because we were worried maybe the father already paid it off. Okay, it's now in the Mishnah, top of the page. Shuma, you say, Mishleshim Yem, Shuma, Hekdash, Shishim Yem, Achrizim, Bekav, Erev, as B'maya Skin, and again, when are we, if we're going back to the same question again, what's the situation? If it's a Goyish creditor and he's taking interest, is Matzah, Mitzah, going to listen to you? El, Pshita, B'chayv, Yisrael, it must be a Jewish B'chayv. Why are we selling a property to pay off a Jewish Bachoiv? Because the father said before he died that he owes the money. So we know that he hasn't paid it off, so we're going to sell the property to pay it off. Elder of Papa Kasha, if the Yesomim are not B'nai Mitzvah to pay off a debt, why are we selling it? Rav Papa will answer you. He can say, we're not talking about a debt, we're talking about a Ksuba. And the Ksuba is in order, as part of the sweetening deal to get the woman to marry him, and therefore you have to pay for the ksuba. We're back to the same guy who is kibla lov ladoim b'dinei Yisrael, who accepted to go according to the Jewish law. Is again he kibla lov, if he accepted himself to go according to Jewish law, lintel who are the godly, let them wait till they grow up, and then they have a mitzvah to pay. They don't have a mitzvah to pay because they're under bar mitzvah. Wait till they grow up, they'll be bar mitzvah, they have a mitzvah to pay. So the Gemara answers, He accepted to...
Jewish law only for not charging interest.
He accepted the Jewish law to wait for the hachrozo, but he didn't accept the Jewish law to wait until they grow up, because that's a little bit longer. Okay.
Why doesn't Rav Papa say Shalakina does B'fnei Lovin? Isn't that the most obvious thing?
Why doesn't Rav Papa say that? It's because he doesn't want
to
say it.
I'm saying to require.
I don't know. What do you want from me? He doesn't. What? How much time they can't do as well. No, when they grow up, they have to pay, according to Rav Papa. As long as they're under bar mitzvah, they have to pay. Okay. Toshima. So let's go back to the other brayso which said that we're selling it on the nasi tana ishuk subasal b'chayv chayvay. Is my asking on what sort of chayv? Same question as before. Ilayel b'chayv evikachavim. If it's a non-Jewish creditor mitzayis, will he listen to you for achrazo? Elab shito b'chayv yisrael. Must be a Jewish b'chayv. As bishlam rav huna b'rei yeshua amulki look at shachayv meida. Why are we paying off a Jewish b'chayv? Because the father admitted that he owes the money before he died. Elad of papa bishlam aksuba mishum chino. Yeah, he can say the reason why we're paying aksuba is because that's part of the deal of aksuba that we always pay off the wife. Ella Bachoiv Kasha, what situation according to Rav Papa would the Yesomim have to pay off a debt? Yesomim don't have to pay debts. Is Rav Papa will answer you, La'olam Bachoiv Ebekechav. We're talking about a Goyish Bachoiv. A Chagoyin Shekibah Lov Din Abisrael, but he's accepting to wait for the Hachras according to the Jewish law. Is again, Yekibah Lov Lintalahu, if he's accepted Jewish law, Lintalahu at the godly, why doesn't he wait till the kids grow up? Again, Shekibah Lov Azu. He accepted to wait 30 days for marketing, but he didn't accept to wait till the kids grow up. Rava Amar Mishum Shoiver. Rava says the reason why we don't take the money from the Yesomim is because maybe there's a receipt somewhere and the kids can't find it yet because they don't know where to find his papers. And some will let Rav Huna be Yeshua. The Rava, Rav Huna says, Yeshua says, Rava, Michash Shinul Shevet, you're worried there's a receipt somewhere that they couldn't find. Lahatzna, we learned in a Mishnah, Hanifrash, Alei Befanov, if the woman is getting paid her ksuba and the husband's not there, he's absconded overseas, and we're taking his possessions as assets to give her the ksuba, like the Fuala Bishua. She has to swear that she hasn't got it.
But she doesn't have to issue a receipt.
But if they have Yitzhak Nafka Lantukhi, there's a story with Yitzhak Nafka Lantukhi, Viyamar, Laishtar Walak Suba Sisha Meshum Chino, why are we letting her claim it when he's not there altogether? Because that's the special deal we give to women in order that they should agree to marry men. Avo Bachoy, Vloy, but Bachoy Bechlal can't claim when the father's not there. Yeah, so if the Bachoy can't claim when the father's not there, then what are you doing? What are you worried about there being some receipt somewhere? Yeah. He's. One minute, we haven't finished yet. But Rabba, Om Rab Nachman, Afilu Bachoy Nami, he could claim it. If you're worried there's a receipt somewhere that we don't know about, is how can you allow a balchayv to claim from someone's property when the guy's overseas? Hasam nami nechash. Why aren't you worried? Maybe he paid already, and he's got a receipt somewhere, and you just don't know where it is. So we answered him. Hasam kid armin on time. There we say the reason. That everyone with a debt will go running off overseas to avoid having to pay the debt. That's not a bad thing to do. It's Amar Rava Hilchasa Ein Stakel Nichzer Yosemim. The rule is that we don't sell off the Yosemim's property. But Imam Atznu. But if the father said before he died that they should give it, Niskokin, then we do. If he said Sadazu or Monazu Niskokin, if he tells them which field to give or which money to give, then we do. Ve'im Amid Napatrupus, and you don't even need an Apatrupus for that. But if he says Sadastam or Monastam, he says just sell some property or give them some money, Niskokin, Amid Napatrupus, then you have to have a guardian to do it for them. And Armin Nahardoy, Bechulin is talking about Binapatropos. You always have a guardian for the orphans, Levar, Benimtza Sadash and Shaloi, unless you found a stolen field in the father's possession. Nachzuki Sadabishikri, because they have already had witnesses that it was stolen, and we don't assume that the Lebesakino, we don't assume that the witnesses are lying. Is Omar Avashi Hilkach is the Kukulim is the Kina. We're not going to sell it off to Omar Rabbi Hilkach Ainis Kokin. Rabbi said, you don't sell off orphans' property. Ve'im is the Kina. And if we do sell it off, Makmina and Apatrupas, you have to put a guardian to Omri Nahardoi. Bechulin is Kokin. In all cases, when we sell it, Ma'amidim Apatrupas, we always need a guardian. Levav and Nimtsa Sadashena Shaloi, except for the case where it's a stolen field. Dechzuki Sadi Bishakulim is the Kina. We've already had witnesses that the field was stolen, and therefore we accept that. We don't need any guardians to sell it for them.